Well, look who's starting to wake up. You're probably a little groggy, so I guess I'll help bring you back up to speed. It's Jenna. I'm in your American Lit class. I sit second row on the left, right? You know who I am. I've been trying to get your attention for a crazy long time. But you never even give me the time of day, which is frustrating because most of my teachers, and men in general, kind of act stupid around me, but you just keep your head down like a teaching robot or something. But yeah, I've been dressing for the win, and you're either not noticing or like deeply committed to your job or your wife. I don't know. I wanted to find out though. And that's why I drugged your coffee. And that's why you're tied to your desk chair right now. Oh, you don't need to be nervous. I'm not dangerous or anything, and no one is gonna hear us. It's super late. You slept for like a while. But I do want to get to the bottom of something. See, I've been trying to find out if you're into, well, if you like me or whatever. And I tried the old-fashioned ways, but you didn't really take the hint. So now we're just gonna have to do it the hard way. So let's take these off. You're certainly not gonna need your pants. Just lift your foot a second. I mean, well, we can leave them around your ankles. It's not gonna make a difference. But let me drop these boxers. Oh, wow. You have a nice cock. I had a feeling you would. I could just tell by your shoulders and your forearms. They kind of just scream, nice cock, even if it's soft right now. So, this is how it's gonna work. I'm gonna start taking my clothes off. If you stay soft, I will totally apologize and leave you alone. But if you get hard, I'm going to take that as a sign that you like me and that I did the right thing. So here it goes, kicking the shoes off. And this tank top that I wore for you because it totally shows off my tits and makes my nipples rock hard if it drops like 1 degree outside. Do you like my bra? Oh, you do like my bra, don't you? Is that sweat on your forehead? Would it be better if I undid this little clasp? Don't shake your head no when your dick is saying yes. Yeah, let's take this off. Uh-oh. Look at that vein. Fuck, you're totally swollen. I knew I could get the truth out of you. I'm not even touching you. Well, I kind of already got my answer, but let's see how hard I can get you. I kind of feel guilty wearing this skirt when you're bottomless anyways. Let me take it off. Do you like my panties? I couldn't guess if you were a thong guy or if you liked boy shorts, but I'm not gonna lie, they're kind of dripping wet right now. You don't believe me? Here, do you want to peel? Can I sit in your lap? I mean, do you feel that? How warm my pussy is against your leg? Jesus, look how hard you are. Your head is so fucking swollen. It looks like it's gonna pop. So, do you want me to give your cock what it's craving? No, you don't. You are crazy persistent. Don't get me wrong, your ethics are kind of sexy, but I'm really enjoying fucking with them. Let's see what your moral code thinks of this. I'm just gonna pull my panties to the side and guide the head of your cock into my tight little. Oh, fuck. That feels good. What's the matter? Your whole body, it just went limp. Look at who just caved. Does that feel good? Does it? Do you like when I slowly lower. My tight little body on your cock. I bet you don't want me to stop now. But I'm going to anyways. Fuck. It's hard walking away from that dick, but it's time for you to do some thinking, mister. In the meantime, I'm gonna just take your phone here and take a photo of your cock. I'm guessing this is your first dick pic, right? And now I'm gonna text it from your phone to my phone. Boom. Now, I don't think you're gonna tell anyone about this, because, I mean, shit, that would be your job, right? You can't be sending dick pics to your students. So instead, you're gonna stay nice and quiet, and you're gonna think about how good it felt inside me, and how much better it would feel to shoot your load in my pussy. And I'll see you next week for a little more tutoring. Something tells me we're not gonna need the rope next time.